A legislative commission in New Jersey recommends that the state abolish the death penalty. If the legislature and governor approve, New Jersey would become the first state to abolish capital punishment by legislative action since 1972. The 13-member panel is made up of prosecutors, a police chief, members of the clergy, and representatives of families of murder victims. The vote was 12-1. James Abbott is on the commission. He's the police chief of West Orange, New Jersey. And Chief Abbott, I understand you voted with the 12-member majority to do away with the death penalty in your state. Why?
That's correct. It's not a philosophical or religious aversion to the death penalty. In fact, if I had any predisposition going into the panel, it would have been in favor of the death penalty. It's after really deliberating, after all the testimony, it's not going to work in New Jersey. We have a very liberal court, constantly looks to their own constitution rather than the federal constitution to afford more rights to people that are come on the wrong side of the law. You know, the people who are now critical of the findings of the committee, they, you know, these legislators, they had many, many years to fix this, and they haven't. And what makes anybody think they're going to fix it in the next 10 or 12 years?
So it sounds like you're saying this is a law that's on the books. It's not being carried out, so why have it in the first place?
That's correct.
I was looking at the findings, backing up the commission's decision here, the recommendation, and it gives a number of reasons for deciding to abolish capital punishment. One is that there's no evidence that the death penalty serves a legitimate penological intent, that the costs of the death penalty are greater than the costs of life in prison without parole. And then there's also this, which I found the most interesting, increasing evidence that the death penalty is inconsistent with evolving standards of decency. Could you explain that for us?
We were asked to take testimony, I would say for the most part, for members of the clergy, although anybody was entitled to speak, relative to whether we should, as a people, move away from the death penalty, that it's barbaric and so on. And, you know, I still have my own personal convictions, and the issue for me was that it's not going to work in New Jersey. It hasn't worked. We should come up with something that does work and is better. We've actually had people that in this state that have committed murders and would still be incarcerated today, but because their executions were not carried out, they became eligible for parole and had to be released.
Now, how is that possible?
There's legislation now in place to prevent that, but at the time there hadn't been, and 30-year sentence was a maximum sentence. So when these individuals served their 30 years, they actually became eligible for parole, and they were therefore released. So we have, you know, murderers out walking the streets that, in my estimation, shouldn't be.
As a police chief, do you think that death penalty, no death penalty, does it have a bearing on violent crime?
I don't think that it does. You see the murder rate is going up in major cities all over the country, and some of these states have you know, the death penalty, and I don't think that it does. It's also a difficult thing to measure.
I gather there's strong opposition to the death penalty in both houses of the New Jersey legislature, and you have a Democratic governor, John Corzine, who has said he would like to carry out what you've recommended here. So do you think this actually will go forward? Will New Jersey abolish the death penalty?
I anticipate it will. The reality of it is it doesn't work in New Jersey. It hasn't worked in New Jersey, and there's nothing on the forecast or the horizon that would lead any reasonable person to believe that it's going to work in New Jersey anytime in the future.
James Abbott, thanks very much for talking with us.
You got it.
James Abbott is police chief of West Orange, New Jersey, and a member of the New Jersey Death Penalty Study Commission.